I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we're always happy to welcome local bands to the studio, especially when it's a whole band. Lots of amps, keyboards, drums, whole kit, everything. It's always a lot of fun. And today we are welcoming Songs of Shipwreck, who've just released their first album. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
And we have, all right, here's the band. It's Kent Paulson on guitar, Sean Mahoney on guitar, Matt Shaleen on piano, organ, and all three of those guys do vocals as well. Steve Carroll's on bass and Dave Clark on the drums. Scott, did I get that all right?
Yep.
Sounds right.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you guys have your CD release show tonight at the Rex in Duluth at 9 o'clock. So that's pretty darn exciting. Well, why don't we hear a song? What do you guys want to kick off with?
The song's called Rolling Hills.
Songs of Shipwreck live from Studio A, and that's a tune on their new album, Fortune Favors the Brave. Who wrote that one? Who are the songwriters in the band? We got a lot of singers.
That would be me, Kent.
That's Kent. How long have you been writing songs, Kent?
I've been writing songs my whole life, but this is actually the first band where I've played guitar and sang the songs I've wrote.
Oh, really? What were you doing in other bands?
I played drums in most of the bands I've been in, to be honest with you.
And so how did this all happen for you?
Well, me and Sean and Steve played in a band called Gallus.
Were you the drummer in Gallus?
Yes, I was the drummer in Gallus.
Okay. And yeah, and I remember Gallus, and Chris Kelly was kind of the leader of that band, and he moved away, right?
Yep.
And so then you guys said, you guys decided you wanted to keep playing together.
Yeah, we had a collection of songs that we just felt we wanted people to hear, so we kind of started working on them, and it went from kind of a three-piece folk outfit to a five-piece rock band.
And how did that? Well, first of all, I want to know more about how you got out from behind the drums, and started playing guitar.
Well, I guess it was just drums were something I always did and came easy for me. Where playing guitar and singing just seemed like kind of a challenge at the time and something I had never really done. And I kind of realized that if I didn't do it right now, I was never going to do it, and it was just something I really wanted to do. So I just appreciate that these guys kind of hopped on board and gave me that opportunity.
Well, I was going to say, so did you come to them and say, you know, I know I'm the drummer, but I kind of want to... Did you say
that? It took a little begging, but, you know, it worked out, so...
So you guys were a little, are you sure about that?
Well, if you would have heard our first few practices, it was with good reason.
It was pretty brutal, yeah.
And so how about you, Sean? So you were in that band, and you sing in this band, too. Did you do some singing in that band or songwriting?
I sang a lot of harmonies with Chris and Gallus, but was mostly playing saxophone in that band. I'm also not a guitar player. It's kind of the same sort of story where I've played guitar on and off my whole life. This is the first band I've really written songs for and played guitar and sang leads.
Wow. So what's that been like for you?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's great. It's great to, you know, get out and to be able to share some of my own music as well as playing the stuff these guys wrote.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, so how many songwriters do we have in this band?
Matt would be the other one.
Okay. Yep. All right. And you're also the other singer. And you were not in Gallus, so how did you get on board with this one?
Well, Sean and I are friends outside of music, and one of these days he just ended up calling me because him and Kent were looking to branch out a little bit from being a two-piece folk. They tried out some drummers, and they wanted to bring piano into the mix, and they couldn't figure it out. And then Sean one day just says, hey, I know a piano player. I had just gotten off of recording with my friend Brianne Marie on her album, and I met with him a couple times, and it just really clicked. It really worked out well for us, and... I was singing harmonies with him for a while, and then it started coming time for me to bring my own songs as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, Steve, so are you the only one that kind of kept in the same position in the band? You were the bass player in Gallison.
Yeah, for sure. lifelong bass player, essentially.
Mm-hmm. And you're still the bass player. Are you okay with that? If you have any other ambitions, tell them if you want to play the saxophone. Is that what you've dreamed of doing? You can.
If I could get, like, a couple roadies to carry, like, a Hammond B3 around, I would probably play that, too.
I'd fight you for it.
Bass is a little more compact and portable.
Mm-hmm. So when those guys kind of said, hey, we want to do these different things, you were just like, hey, sure, let's try it.
Yeah, well, I think they played one gig without me, and Sean played bass.
That is correct. Yeah, and we opened for Gallus's last show, and I was playing bass at the time, yeah. And I'm a terrible bass player.
And they were like, I think we should probably get a bass player. And I was hanging out. I was around and a bass player. So it just kind of, the piece of the puzzle fit perfectly, I guess.
Okay, nice. And Dave, you're the only one we haven't heard from. Of course, we didn't give you a microphone. So there you go. Get close to that if you can.
Disclaimer, this is an overhead drum microphone.
Wait, yeah,
so.
We can't hear you. So let's see.
Here, let me spin towards you.
This should probably work out.
So,
all right, now I sort of have a microphone.
How did you end up in this band?
Well, it was kind of a matter of luck and proximity. I lived right near Kent up in Hermantown, and a mutual friend of ours kind of mentioned one night at a bonfire that they were looking for a drummer, and I hadn't played in a band really organized in any fashion for a while, and we just kind of got together and started playing with the guys, and here we are a couple years later. It's been a fun experience.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, yeah, so you guys have been around for a couple of years, and I assume it probably took a while since you were kind of starting fresh to kind of decide on the sound that you were going to have, and it sounds like some of you were kind of, you know, new to bringing your songs to a band, so did you kind of work through that time on deciding how you were going to do the songwriting and how you were going to do the sound of the band, and how did those decisions happen naturally as you kind of progressed as a band, or...
They do. It seems like whoever is the main songwriter kind of brings a chord structure and a vocal to the band, and then we sort of put it through the filter of everybody, and parts are added and taken away, and well, let's write a bridge here, let's take this part out, and that's sort of it builds it up into a full sound.
Yeah, when we first started, too, we played quite a few covers because we didn't have enough originals to play a full set. And based on which covers kind of sounded well with, you know, our outfit, I actually think that kind of had an influence on going forward in our songwriting and kind of making a collective sound within the band.
So kind of the songs that you could agree on together that you wanted to cover kind of gave you an idea of what you all had in common musically, maybe?
Yeah, correct.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a cool way to think about that, I guess. I never saw it that way before. All right, well, let's hear another song, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the album. What do you guys want to do next?
I'm going to do Third Floor. This is Matt. This is one of my songs. the time to seek you out. I'll be here on the third floor, underneath the shining stars, the world under my heart.
Songs of Shipwreck, live from Studio A. And what was that one called again?
Third Floor.
Third Floor. And that's another one that's from their new album, Fortune Favors the Brave. And I was just thinking, Kent, you mentioned, you know, the covers. So what I want to hear, what were some of the covers that kind of brought you all together?
Frank Turner.
Yeah, when we first started, we actually did an Ides of March set that Heiko Edwardsson puts on. We did an entire set of Frank Turner songs. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but yeah, he was a big influence on my songwriting style. And we kind of got the same outfit, two guitars, bass, drums, keys, and that just kind of fit naturally into, you know, our sound.
Oh, funny. So it was, you did that project and it kind of led to more.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. So tell me about the album. Matt, did I hear this was recorded, your family has a studio or something? Is that...
That was a private one. No, that was a previous version of one of the tracks. We recorded this out at Washburn, Wisconsin Ryan Roush's Weight Room Studios.
Oh, okay. All right. So well, how did you decide to go there?
Well, Kent had been friends with him for a long time, so I'll let him kind of explain why.
Yeah, I guess years and years ago in a band I played drums with called Circa AM, we tracked the bass and drums there, and I was just so impressed with the studio, the gear, and just kind of the overall vibe of working with Ryan and, you know, that studio, that I just knew off the top of my head, you know, that the next album I recorded, that's where I was going to be going.
Did you have the songs all ready to go, or did you have to work on them a little bit in the studio? What happened?
Oh, it took a little bit of time, but we had demoed most of the songs, and we had been practicing for a while. So we went in, recorded live, and then just overdubbed some guitar parts, some key parts, some organ, and then the vocals.
And one of the things about working with Ryan is that he has ideas, too, which is always a nice thing from an engineer that you're working with. So he did pitch us a few ideas, and you know, some of those made it onto the record, too.
Like what kinds of things?
Oh, just like, let's try this harmony here, or what if we drop this part out here, or let's make this really big here, that, you know, little switches like that.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to get an outside perspective, I would think, when you've, yeah. But, so, you know, so you guys have been around 2 years, so you've had a little time to kind of develop some songs, I suppose, and kind of get everything ready to go before you recorded. So you're releasing this tonight. At the Rex, and a couple of opening bands as well. A few opening bands, my goodness. It's going to be a kind of a raucous time, I think.
Yeah, we can't wait. We're super excited for it.
And you guys have done a lot of shows. You've played Homegrown this past year, right?
Correct.
Did you play the year before that? Or?
Yep, this was our second year playing Homegrown.
Oh, okay. And it looks like you do a lot of shows. Have you been? Are you able to do that with your schedules and everything? Sometimes when there's a lot of people in a band, it can be hard to...
It's difficult. You know, we have five guys that all work different full-time jobs and a few that play in other bands. So it gets really tricky. But, you know, we try to book as far in advance and just try to communicate and make the best of the situation.
Do you do many shows outside the area?
We try to, but it can be difficult.
It's even harder. Yeah, I can explain to the wife that I need to be gone for a few hours, but a couple days is a whole nother story.
Is this the main project for all of you? Are
yes.
any of you doing other stuff as well?
This is the main thing.
This is the main. I mean, Juju's in like seven or eight bands.
Like, yeah, eight or nine. I play in Fearless Moral Inventory, and then I was playing with Lake Monster. And Lake Monster's lead singer is... abroad, or not abroad, but he's in California right now.
In fact, you guys were in the studio, and it sounds like he is a traveling man.
He just came back from Alaska, and he was back for about 3 weeks, and then he left for Northern California, and then I think he's going to float back on up the coast towards Seattle.
So more time for Songs of Shipwreck for you.
Yeah, it's good. I can focus.
Seattle claims
I'm not
confused
and delirious all the time because I have to remember... a large amount of music and various different things.
Which band you're playing in at that moment.
Right, yeah, it gets confused sometimes.
Where did the name of the album come from, Fortune Favors the Brave?
It's actually my wife, Allie. It's her family's, she's Irish, and it's her family's crest. So I just thought it was fitting with me being in my 30s and deciding to take on a project like this for the first time, and the rewarding experience it's been. I just think the album name is kind of fitting, and we kind of all agreed on it.
Oh, very cool. All right, well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
We're going to play Curiosity. This is a song that I wrote the music to, but my wife, Jessica, actually wrote the lyrics for, like, many, many years ago. Mm-hmm.
Naturally, I don't believe in morally. I can't conceive that curiosity is what did my kitty, and so who did? Who did? Who did? They pull the twilight of their innocent eyes and tell you not to question their elusive lies. But curiosity didn't kill my cat. Curiosity didn't kill my cat. The man did. World is black and white, but you know it's technicolor when you open your eyes in the distance through the streets. I can hear the children scream, but a few curious few go on to see what they can do. They pull the twilight of their innocent eyes and tell you not to question their elusive lies. But curiosity didn't kill my cat. Curiosity didn't kill my cat. The man did. They tell you not to pet my pussy. You wouldn't want to stroke my ego. Just remember my frustrations as you listen to my declaration. And remember my bereavement as I recall to you what the man did.
That is Songs of Shipwreck, live from Studio A, Curiosity, another one from that new Fortune Favors the Brave album. And again, they're playing a release show tonight at the Rex in Duluth, starts at 9. The Farsights are there, Philip of Nazareth is playing, the Bottle Jockeys are there as well. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Congratulations on the new album. And are you going to do more shows around the album? Are you going to...
You know, we're actually taking a couple weeks off. We worked really hard to get this album out, and everyone's kind of got some stuff going on. I think our next show is actually going to be in November at the Rex again. It'll be a Gallus reunion show on the 28th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and that will also feature the Fiasco.
Oh, okay. That's always a popular weekend for reunion shows.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a good one.
That's when everybody comes back to town and gets on stage again. Well, thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.